You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And we are pleased to welcome the Bergamot in studio. Here they are with their song, Burst Out.
Look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean. But I know it's not time. I said, look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean. But I know it's all right.
A diamond shines so bright tonight in the evening light where the sun flickers out. Over beaches in the summer, I have no greater lover than where the water flows down, but it's 4 a.m. and I have lost my mind again. Don't you know you can look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's not time. I said, look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's all right. Falling sand through our hands and the feelings of something new. As the questions burst out, I can't take it. Can we make it if we are just jumping stage to stay? Now the tears falling down, but it's 4 a.m. and I have lost my mind again. Don't you know you can look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's not time. I said, look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's not time. Did you know that, honey, did you know that you could only be the one moving pieces down and on the ground and looking at the sun? Did you know that, did you know that you could only be the one, only be the one, only be the one? Look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean. But I know it's not time. Tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's not time. Look in my eyes and tell me that you don't know what I mean, but I know it's all right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's always weird when I'm just a little imperfect. Could you clap for yourself?
Clap for yourself. So you got to roll their mics back up, too. Because they have powerful voices.
They did. Right away, you're like, oh, we did just
half of what you had it at. Just at least half.
Belting it out. Right. So we have Jillian and Nathan in the studio. I have your names correct, yes?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Of course,
that was lovely. And thank you so much for kicking off our music Wednesday.
Our pleasure.
And Craig was very excited that you guys happened to be in town. This is great.
Yeah. It's very kismet, this whole little thing, that I had a guest that was maybe going to do tonight and then couldn't do it, and then you guys text.
You know what? This entire day has been that. And you know what? So we're on a 50-state tour called the Unity Collective USA Tour, and our purpose is to show the world that we're more united than we are divided and to embrace our differences. And what's crazy is the last 48 hours, we flew, we were Seattle to San Francisco on tour. San Francisco, we drove to L.A. last night, got in L.A. at 12:30, and then we woke up at 5, and we thought our flight was much later than it was.
No. That's a horrible way to wake up.
It's a horrible way.
Especially LAX.
Where were you staying? How far were you from LAX?
Well, we thought we were going to drop the car off at a friend of ours' place, but we realized we thought that it was 7 minutes from where we were staying. It was an hour, and we thought we were flying at 9:45 and it was 9:15. So we got in and we were
significant
like.
Significant differences all around.
Yes, around. So we halfway got there and we were like, no, we got to just go. And so we just threw all of our stuff down and just like.
And abandoned the car on the side of the road? What happened to the car?
Pretty much. You know?
Yeah.
Which it has 292,000 miles on it. So, you know, nobody could make way with that one for sure.
Well, what was really wild about the experience was you're really anxious when like your face turns red and you like start getting an eye twitch because you're sure you're not going to make your flight and you have to be here. We have a show. We have an event at Hotel Renaissance tomorrow. But this is how it all wraps it up. So we literally just squeaked in like with 5 minutes to go.
On the plane?
Yeah.
Because they close that door. They have a hard out.
Yeah, we were like.
So then
we slid into home base.
Yeah. And
how were you? How were you in TSA? You're like, we gotta go.
Yeah, I was like thinking of paying off people. I was saying, should I offer these people like, you know, $40?
Like,
let's
go
ahead of you.
No, Jillian, this is not how that works.
This is our place in line. This is
we don't have enough money in our wallet.
But it happens all the time. People are like, excuse me, can I get in front of you? Excuse me, can I get in front of you?
Yeah.
And nobody really says no.
I think a lot of people.
He wouldn't let me.
Well, I was like, you know, we were just like
because if she was by herself.
Oh,
yeah, maybe. But they're like, you got my mug with you. You know, we're not sneaking anywhere.
That is pretty funny, though. The Unity Collective tour, and they're skipping people in line at TSA.
Yeah,
like, get out of my way.
We're here
us.
In the name of Unity. Please help us out. not to use.
Yeah, really.
We're all in this together. Can we get in front of you?
Yeah. We're all one.
No,
we're all one. Really, let us jump in front of
you. The struggle's real.
I want you to talk a little bit about the tour, though. You did this through Kickstarter. I have a phone call, so I got to take that. But you did it through Kickstarter, and you're doing a cool thing with the car, right?
Yes.
Yes, that is a huge aspect.
Someone can pick up your car by LAX.
Yeah, you can buy LAX. Actually, this is ironic that we've laughed in such a manner because just this week we had a break-in, which was super unfortunate. We got into Portland, Oregon, which all love to Portland. We played a packed house that night, and it was amazing. However, the previous night, we got in at 1 in the morning or whatever we were doing. It was super crazy. And so, and then we just realized that we need to get all of our gear in, so we brought all our gear in. It was 1 in the morning. We didn't know what was where. You know, when you're out on the road a lot of times, you don't know which bag was that in, whatever. So we brought in most of the stuff, forgot one bag. And anyways, that guy broke in, or woman, or whoever it was, broke in and got that one bag. And we didn't realize it till the show that night. And we were like, oh, yeah, that one thing. And like literally 4 days later, I was like, what about that other thing? Did that go too? And you were like, yeah, that got stolen. So it was an unfortunate thing. But
what were the items?
They were just like microphones and
microphones,
all
like,
sorts of random stuff. Just it was our random bag that we just unfortunately
like
had some gear in.
It's like one of the most important small like things like harmonicas, microphones. It was like $2,500 worth of gear, and it's like, that's like debilitating.
As an indie band, that's not a fun little thing to go through. However, it has been, and I think that that's kind of what, you know, that's just the state of where we are, I think, as a country as well. It's like, I mean, I think that there's a lot of amazing stuff out there, and obviously way I think, from our experience, is way more good than bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that we're kind of fed to believe otherwise. However, it has been an amazing, amazing trip. We've met so many people from all across the spectrum of life, every race, denomination, religion, and they've all just outpoured this love to the Unity Collective, which is kind of based around music, community, and collaboration, and everybody's signing our car. We're taking it to all 50 states, and we're going to be in 3 days in Hawaii. That'll be our 25th state. And so it's been a crazy, crazy journey.
The car's not going to Hawaii, is it?
No.
A piece of it.
Yeah. A piece of the car is going to. Did you bring a piece for us to sign?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right then. I think so. Yeah, for sure. And, okay. And well, what's really amazing is the messages on the car. So we have over, we have now, I mean, this is our 18th week straight. Mm-hmm. We started in New York City and we have over, I would say well over almost 2,000 signatures of messages of unity and peace. So like anything ranging from people drawing a heart and inside it says humankind be both to one of our, So one of our friends, Alex, Virginia, she wrote, this was genius. She wrote the word community. And if you look at the word community and you break it in half, she capitalized the word unity at the end. It's like, you can't have unity without community. Mm-hmm. And it's like, mind blown.
It all comes together.
Now we need a break to figure that out. That was so incredible.
Of course, we have listeners who are like, and you also have commie.
Yeah.
those are our friends. Yeah. No, it's just calm. There's no, it's community.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, it's been really great. We're just on the heels of releasing our new album, Tones, which has been an amazing journey for us.
And where can people find music?
Yeah,
like...
Tones is on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you consume your digital media. That's where you can find us. It's just The Bergamot, also at TheBergamot.com. And if you're curious about the Unity Collective, that's just TheUnityCollectiveUSA.com. And we will be bringing most of our, the big show that we have coming up in this area will be down in Chillicothe for the Summer Camp Music Festival, which is, that's going to be a really great one. So we're looking to bring a good experience down to Chillicothe for the Summer Camp Music Festival.
Well, we will get more information about that before we take leave of you. We have another song coming up after this break. We're hanging out with the Bergamot. We have Nathan and Jillian in the studio, and they're traveling across the country. They're going to all 50 states with their message of music, and that we have more in common than, there's more that unites us than divides us.
That is our tagline. Thank you.
I wrote it down. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by the Bergamot. I'm now on your website. And I am loving the car. Is that a Volvo?
Yeah, yes. Volvo 2002.
290,000.
290,000.
I think there's
it
room on
the rims.
It is
anything but glamorous, but it is all,
I love that.
All the hype.
It's parked in front of the Ikiban and Gore and Bro. It's funny when you take a picture of something, you don't realize this will live on as well. We have Jillian and Nathan, and here they are with their song Periscope.
There I lie awake with you. It's nothing new, like an old cartoon flickering on the TV. Through a periscope I see our lives. In my eyes I know we'll be alright, we'll be alright. Well, I've been waiting on you all my life, all my life. I've been frustrated and blue. I never knew, I never knew how much I loved you. How much I love you. The three words I held on to, I love you, please see me through. When the world is getting me down, and when the summer sun beams down on us, broken up with rust, with all our trust, we'll let go, we'll let go. 'Cause I've been waiting. life, all my life. I've been frustrated and blue. I never knew. I've been waiting on you all my life, all my life. I've been frustrated and blue. I never knew. But there will come a time, looking down the line, truth will be hard to find. But don't be afraid, these troubles, they won't stay the same. We'll be okay. Cause I've been waiting on you all my life, all my life. Been frustrated and blue. I never knew, no. Cause I've been waiting on you now all my life. I've been frustrated and blue. I never knew. How much I love you. How much I loved you. I never knew how much I love you. How much I love you.
Oh my God, we have to break. That was incredible.
It's remarkable. The Bergamot, such amazing music. I feel sad for listeners who can't be here live and enjoy their passion with intention. It just pierces right to the core. Really wonderful. We'll take a quick break and talk to them before we have to say goodnight. But you've been listening to music from the Bergamot. It's Jillian and Nathan, and they are in town for a private event tomorrow, so you can't see them tomorrow unless people are already going. Then they know what to expect.
We'll see you there.
And I've got to take a selfie with you before you go. And I love that. Jillian's got like two cameras going. She's more than me. I need to get a camera. This is she's nice.
She knows what's
here.
Going on.
She does. She's getting it done.
I got to keep our tribe informed.
We would love to see them at Summer Camp Music Festival.
Oh, my God.
Which is coming up in a couple weeks.
It is. May 28th.
And that's go to summercampfestival.com for the ticket information. That's in Chilicothe. How did you say it?
Chilicothe at 10:30 p.m. We are on the camping stage. So we get to play with some of our idols. Humphreys McGee, they came from where we're originally from, just outside of Chicago in South Bend, Indiana. Tom Petty's going to be there.
Lonnie DeFranco.
What?
Yeah.
The Roots. So maybe we'll get to rub some shoulders with some cool people that we've really looked up to.
Love this. This is great. A lot of great music. They're going to be back in town. They're going to come on our show before they hit the Summer Camp Festival. And go to their website, thebergamot.com, because there's beautiful pictures. You guys are a stunning couple, by the way.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Safe travels. I hope that. Please let me sign something if you have
something in your car.
And hi, guys. And I'm sorry. I'm easily distracted in the
I am, too. I feel like we're going to be tight.
Like, squirrel.
I know. Like, what's up, guys?
He's all sad because he can't hear us. Again, find their music and their schedule at thebergamot.com. And we will look forward to hearing more about your journey when you come back in a